Jason Marr. He whittles wood and drinks scotch by the fire.
Biggs and Barr Show, saying things and doing stuff.
That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Jamie. Hello.
You're right there.
Hello.
All's well?
Everything's great. We just had a heated debate off the air. I know we're not talking about that right now, but crazy. Got me all riled up at 5:35 in the morning about hard and soft cookies.
Well, we can if you want.
No, it's fine. I know we have something else to talk about, but
not
I
really.
It's not. I mean, it's nothing.
It's so not pertinent.
Push till later if you want to.
If something's stuck in your craw about cookies, we could certainly talk about that.
It just got a little heated in here.
Did it?
I don't know if it got heated. I just think Jamie's mouth is stupid. But
I brought up the point off air because there's a story that Chips Ahoy, the cookie, was it Nestle? They make them. Whoever makes them,
Mr. Christie.
Whatever. I don't care. So they've improved the recipe apparently, and they're going to be better and be available in the stores next month. And then you two started talking about hard and soft cookies, and which one's better. And I'm on Chris's side with soft. I prefer a soft cookie.
But he said every cookie should be a soft cookie.
Well, that's
and
what
I said.
Chris
I respectfully disagree.
He generalizes about things when he's trying to make a point sometimes, but I know what he means.
So all I'm saying is, all the best cookies on the face of the earth are soft cookies.
Yeah.
Like by far.
Yeah.
By far.
And I respectfully disagreed.
Well,
like an Oreo? A soft Oreo is not.
Dude, but an Oreo is not a good cookie to begin with. People just like the cream inside. The cookie part's stale.
No. Oreo is an average. I'm not anti-Oreo like Jason.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I don't really want to know.
But it's not a top tier cookie.
No,
man.
It's a bottom basic shelf. That's a dollar store cookie right there.
It's your dad's generation cookie.
Yeah.
Like, those cookies they're not.
And they know it,
what's
too.
What's what?
You know they're not a good cookie because they keep trying to improve it by putting, like, Pop Rocks and stuff in them.
You
don't need to do that.
Yeah, but Doritos are a good chip, and they do that kind of stuff, too, all the time. It's just promotion.
Also, Doritos are not a good chip, and they're not a chip.
They're not a potato chip.
Right.
They're still chips. Yeah.
They're just a corn chip.
It's a corn chip.
Still a chip.
Yeah.
We're getting back to cookies.
Okay.
Listen.
Yeah.
Oreos are in the category of, like, dads.
And I love a dad's
They're
cookie.
They're fine. All of them are. It's still a cookie. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a cookie.
Yeah,
but these are, like, level one tier, your father's generation cookies. Arrowroot, stuff like that. Like, they're all fine.
Yeah, I love all those.
Yeah, they're fine.
You're an old man.
But they're boring and a soft, like, a soft, heavy chocolate chip on its own.
Of
dust.
Course.
All those cookies.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, even just the Tim's or, like, the basic soft, like, the chocolate chip. Unbelievably better than any of those cookies you have mentioned or I have mentioned that you have liked.
Like, I'm not against soft cookies like you are not against all hard cookies.
Yeah, I'm not
against
them.
I don't think the game's that different. I don't think it's that favored to one side.
If I open
I like
my
a lot
cupboard,
of soft.
If
okay.
I have my wife's gone shopping and I open the cupboard and there's dad's or Oreos or Arrowroots, I'm like, oh, cool. Close the cupboard, go on my way. If I open it and there's like
Mrs. Fields.
Oh. Sure.
Sure. Or even like the
Otis Spunkmeyer.
Sure.
Pardon? Why is there what?
That's you know it. Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, I know
goods.
The Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Fun one of the best company names ever made.
Ever. Amazing.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. Or even like the Decadent Soft Chew. Like
all those.
I'm ripping into that pack immediately.
Immediately.
Like nothing's
yeah.
stopping me.
Wow.
So
a dad's, better, man.
A dad's cookie is like for me to eat it like a dad's cookie if they're in my house, you know when you go to the cupboard like 8 times because you want something to eat and then you can't decide because there's nothing
keep
you want.
Closing it and walking away.
And then finally you go, oh, I see one of these dad's cookies.
Wow.
yeah, like, again, nothing, excuse me, nothing wrong with them.
It's like wheat thins for me or some vegetable thins.
Well, they're not great.
No, they're not
totally
cookies,
totally
so either. That's weird, eh? Maybe it's a texture thing. You guys know me with my textures. Maybe that's what it is. It has crossed from creamy things to...
Like even a peanut butter, like a soft peanut butter cookie.
Yeah, but I also love a hard peanut butter cookie. Like,
too dry.
You like whoopie pies or is that too soft for you, Jason? Is
what's
that too
a whoopie
far?
Pie?
It's like two soft cookies with cream in the middle. They make like a little cream,
it's more
a
like
cream
a
sandwich.
I mean, I wouldn't choose it.
It's too cakey.
Was I asking you there, hard mouth boy?
Someone texted in, you can't dip soft cookies in milk.
What?
Who's dipping cookies in milk? What are you, three?
Yeah.
That's gross.
It's a classic maneuver, gross. Jason.
And you got biscotti for dipping. That's what biscotti's for.
Yeah, if you like
for coffee, milk,
grains in the bottom of your coffee when you're done.
I don't mind it.
The way to eat biscotti with
like
coffee.
Macaroons?
I mean, I don't hate macaroons. That's not a cookie.
Are you categorizing macaroons with cookies?
I'm just reading a list of like top 30 cookies.
Go get a pistachio macaroon.
Someone put macaroons on a cookie list? That's not even, that's not. It's a.
It's like a wafer almost.
It's a dessert.
Yeah. It's a meringue. What it is.
It's not a cookie.
It's a tasty treat, but it's not a cookie.
A soft white chocolate macadamia nut cookie might be.
Yeah, like from Subway might be the best. Okay, fine. That's a top tier cookie.
Might be. An angel ground up and put into my mouth. Like, that's it's unreal.
I find those ones a bit overrated. Kind of greasy. Because of the nuts.
So you don't like, you don't flavors, like, you don't like these nuts?
No, I don't like those nuts.
All right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hard cookies.
Yeah, hard cookies. What about a snow? I don't like a snowball.
What the hell is that?
It's not a good cookie.
Whatever you do, don't search that on the internet.
Don't search that, yeah.
Do not search snowball.
How do I eat a snowball? Don't look at that.
Please don't.
It's a snowball cookie.
Why would you even bring that up?
What are you guys talking about?
Don't search it.
Try the snowball cookie.
Don't search it. Nothing's wrong with the snowball cookie. It's fine.
All right.
Yeah, it's like those like vanilla wafers, the ones that look like they're mini waffles, but the strips of them, those are great.
Not really. They're in the same category as dads.
It's a biscuit. Then you got biscuits.
We don't have time to get into biscuits.
Actually, a lot of that.
Nah, we're fine. We're good. We can move on. I agree.
Yeah, I'm talking about attention span, not about actual time in the world.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Someone just texted in Viva Puffs. Get out of town.
Yeah, what is what?
Get out of town.
They're fine, but I mean.
Marshmallows and all sorts of gunk in it. Get out of here.
Baby food. That's what you're talking about.
Use it to light campfires or something. Get out of here.
All right. Man. That was a good cookie chat, boys.
Yeah, sure we did it all for the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
For the cookie?
Yeah.
So
you can take that cookie.
Stick it in your jar. Stick it in your jar.
Oh, my God. What just happened?
We have to go.
I'm having a good time, boys.
Here's my you are.
We have a deal in
play some music.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys want to talk about dry promotions?
Yeah, a lot of people getting dry promotions. That's for sure.
It's this new sort of pop term in terms of like pop culture, or they're just popular.
Been happening in our industry, the radio business, for quite some time now.
Oh my God, I was going to say, is this new? Because in radio, it's been the last decade.
At least. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just giving you new responsibilities without...
Sometimes a new title.
Yeah.
Because they think, we'll get them with a new title.
But no more money.
Yeah. So they call them dry promotions.
And people take them because they're worried they're not going to have a job if they don't. It's crazy. small things. Somebody gets let go for whatever reason and they want to spread out the responsibility for a little bit of time or... They realize that position's not, and they break up like a job one person did to like 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
A little thing once, fine. There's people in this business who do like 17 jobs now. Yeah. Like literally the jobs of, not even kidding, 10 people.
Yeah, like some people will turn from whatever, local person to regional person for no extra money.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like regional.
Yeah.
Like,
that used to be a great promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Because it would come with a bunch of dough and then you'd have all local people under you. But all those other local people are gone now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna put it in a pool with that bonus money.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Doesn't happen.
It's like they've finally given it a name, the dry promotion. Because nothing's great dry.
But it's like accepted. No. Like everyone just takes it.
Well, yeah.
In all the industries, not just ours.
Oh, yeah.
In all industries
of course.
Now. Well, we watch the top take everything and they give us nothing for doing more and more work.
Well, we fired Bill. You're going to have to take up the slack.
Yeah.
Do I get Bill's money?
No.
Do I get half of Bill's money?
No.
A quarter?
Yeah, do I get any?
Any of Bill's money? No. Just his duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to do it? All right. Well, Steve will do it, and then Steve will take your duties and Bill's duties.
Yeah.
And
dry. Dry.
Yeah, there's always somebody with knee pads willing to do it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And we have to stop doing that to each other also, just for desperation of work.
Like,
Well, that's easier said than done.
It is. It like is easier said than done.
Like but, when you have a family, you know what I mean? Just
yeah,
to
yeah but you as an example.
You have to have some self-respect.
Exactly. As an example, like I used to do a lot of voice work.
Yeah.
And was I overpaid for it? Yes, I was. Got too much for it. But now there are people who will read commercials for like $10, $25.
From their basement.
Yeah. From their basement. Yeah. Yeah. And they have to work so hard to make even part of the money you would used to make just for doing one. And that's just an example in that industry. So I just don't do it anymore.
Same thing. Like before this show, before we became a show, I used to work on the other side of the radio, music radio dial, like Top 40.
Yep.
And I finally got like the dream job in the biggest city in this country, doing afternoon drive, getting paid really good money. I did it for 2 years, and then they hired someone for literally one third the money.
Yeah, yeah.
To come in and do the gig. And it was like, and I've hated that guy ever since. Not because I know him personally.
No.
Because you have now made that job worth that amount of money.
Yeah.
And everybody after you will get that amount of money for that job.
I feel it's unfair to blame someone for taking a job. That's just me. Well, like, you know what I mean? If he needed a job, like, you know what I mean? He would.
Yeah, but he undercut everybody.
But that was his opportunity in the big city.
But he devalued the job.
Does he care if he's putting food on his table? Does he care?
Well, he should.
Does he care about what anybody else feels about?
This was the top position in that category.
Because he's affected himself,
and he's doing it for, like, a bottom level money.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. But if you need a job, like, why should that guy care about what the people who just left the job
He doesn't care about them. He should care about himself.
I don't care about me. I care about that. Now that position, no one will ever get paid more for that job again.
Including that guy. So he's ruined it.
His lack of foresight.
I'm not saying he should have held out to what I got was getting paid, because it was a different era when I got hired. But I'm just saying, like, it would just have some respect for the job and yourself.
Yeah.
That's all. I know it's easy to say, but you know that if somebody asked, say somebody came up to us and said, hey, you guys want to come work in New York, right? Like the biggest market in North America. But we're going to pay you not enough to live in New York. Would any of us jump at the job?
Of course not.
Of course not.
I would not.
You'd be like, no, that's insane. That job is worth more than that. You know, that's all.
It depends what your life situation's in. If you needed a job, like, you know what I mean?
But this guy did need a job.
No, he was coming from another job. Yeah.
And probably could have made more money at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Pay us! Not us specifically.
Like everyone.
Like anyone, you know, who's not living in a giant house in Manatee. The rest of us, pay us. Circle is a shape. Around. Spot in the show, each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. I'll go first, guys.
Okay.
Because it's real important, because it's the last day to vote on the Elite Eight for the March Madness of Small Towns. And some of the races are real tight. The Arnprior Carlton Place race.
Okay.
Is neck and neck. So, I mean,
super, super tight.
Woo. Almont, Carp, still obviously in the race. Merrickville, Fitzroy Harbor, and Winchester against Pakenham. Those are your races. I got to be honest, a lot more support for Pakenham than I ever expected.
It's a nice place.
But it's small.
People like ski in there.
I'm not knocking it.
The only five-span bridge in, I don't know, the country or something. I've driven across it.
Yeah. But go and vote, man. We'll announce the final four tomorrow. So, Shea106.com. Jamie, you want to go next?
It's kind of funny. We were talking about hard tacos came up on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And Jason and I, you and me, we are
in favor. I enjoy a hard taco.
Chris, not in favor. He asked if our teeth were made of diamonds. I do believe. Not a fan of the hard taco.
It's just so messy.
It is. That's the problem with it.
It is messy.
It's a pain in the ass to eat.
Now, a fella has actually... So, happy National Hard Taco Day, whatever you want to do. A fella, timely enough, has called in with some advice when dealing with a hard taco.
Okay.
You want to hear about this?
Yeah,
okay. Hey, boys. You were briefly talking about Chef Boyardee, and you briefly talked about tacos. Little pro tip for you. You know, you line up, four or five of those hard taco bad boys, and... you just start mucking those hard tacos like the savage you are. And, you know, any of the hard taco that doesn't make it into your gizzard, it falls out onto a plate that you have a nice soft taco laid out on. And after you're done mucking those five or six hard tacos, you roll that bad boy up. It's got a nice little crunch, a little soft taco with some crunch. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, boys. Little pro tip for you. All right. Love the show. Bye.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Sure, but what are you going to do with the rest of the soft tacos you've purchased now in that in the bag of 16 they come in or whatever.
Well, they last for almost ever. Like, you get a Dempster's soft tortilla.
You eating tacos over there?
Well, you wraps all the time. You don't just have to put Mexican food in.
You talk about wraps all the time.
Yeah, because
I love wraps.
Wraps are like, they don't fill you up. They're not as, you know, calorie laden as bread. Because they're unleavened.
He also doesn't have to have five or six hard. You maybe have two hard tacos, two soft tacos.
I would like to have two.
Then you got a whole bunch of hard and soft tacos left over.
Like, I'm not eating tacos by myself.
Yeah, I also have a family. They also eat them.
Four of you eat a soft taco to clean up your hard tacos, and now you still got like eight soft tacos in a bag just sitting there doing nothing.
I think you're creating problems where there aren't any.
I think you're wasting soft tacos.
I think you're bad at math.
Yeah, you don't waste them. You can also freeze them if you want.
That is not a secret.
Yeah, you just put them in the freezer. They're fine. And take them out, defrost them when you want them again. Yeah, you don't have a freezer?
I do, but who wants that? I gotta think ahead, pull them out of the freezer. Oh, that's the problem. Come on now.
That's always seems to be the problem, is the thinking ahead.
Thinking 2 minutes ahead.
Yeah. Open the fridge. Food in mouth.
Well, if you keep them in the fridge, they'll last for literally months.
Well, fair enough. I just don't eat enough tacos, really.
You got to get past the taco part. You can just use the wrap for anything.
I hear you. But
you can have like a peanut butter and jam wrap.
That requires assembly. I just want to food. Look at this. Here's the motion. Door, arm, close. That's as far as preparation I want to go.
That's
as far as it goes.
That's a shame.
Anyway, thanks for the advice, fella.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe you feel better about life if you're snorting nutmeg.
Why? Who wants to snort nutmeg?
Well, there's a teacher who's gone. It doesn't matter that it's on TikTok, but she's claiming that kids nowadays are sneaking nutmeg into school so they can get high off it. Now, this has been a thing forever. I remember when I was in high school, there was people were saying you get high off nutmeg. And this girl in our class, Sarah, she tried it. She tried to snort nutmeg, but she had to snort so much she was sick for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have to snort like, I don't know exactly, but it's like at least like two handfuls of nutmeg.
It works, though, it says. If you take enough of it.
Yeah,
wow.
But the effects of it afterwards, like the hangover can last for like 7 days, and you just feel absolutely awful.
What's the high
that
like?
Sounds great.
No, it says it's terrible.
The high is like a hallucinogen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But even if you smell nutmeg, like why would you want to put that raw into your nose? Like that's terrible.
It doesn't burn like cinnamon does. Does it? Like the cinnamon challenges that people were doing?
Oof. No. I have never snorted cinnamon myself.
I've never snorted nutmeg.
No, nor have I.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. The only reason I know is because this girl, Sarah, she's like, I'm going to try it. We're like, you're dumb.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm going to try it. And she did. And she was off school for a week.
Is she the type of girl to buy a bag of oregano?
That's what I was going to say. Probably. The closest I've got is selling a bag of oregano to a drunk girl at a house party.
I sold a bag of crushed up maple leaves. Okay. $10. Yeah. I needed $10. We wanted to go play pool.
People are dumb. Don't sniff nutmeg. Don't do it. I don't even know what nutmeg tastes like.
It's in something, though, because it makes a lot of
The only
nice
way I can
better.
Describe nutmeg is it tastes like nutmeg.
Perfect.
That's the only way I can describe
it. It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You want to reach us, you want to reach the city, you want to reach the world, just leave it on our Dougie Line, and we'll play it for everybody. All right, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, an almost truer statement has never been spoken by this guy.
Quite the baffling problem. Well, not really a problem, but anyways. Wife asks for advice. I give her sound advice. Doesn't take the advice. Wife asks her friends for advice. Gets the exact same advice. And then tells me, you know what so-and-so told me? They told me to do this and that. And I'm like, yep. Sounds familiar. I don't know, man. Happens so much. Why?
She doesn't respect you.
Yeah, it sounds like.
No, I don't know if it's a respect thing.
Well, it comes down to it. Doesn't respect his opinion. Wants to hear it, doesn't respect it.
Had she come back and say, you know what, you were right.
Yeah.
No, but she's forgotten he's even said it.
Yeah.
That's it. They just don't hear us.
Just talking for the sake of talking.
We don't hear them either. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You live with somebody and you're talking all the time, but you don't hear everything they say or care to hear everything they say.
It's true. It's like your kids, too. Like you tell them something over and over again, they don't listen to it. Then somebody else outside of you says, hey, do this. And they're like, hey, you know what's great?
Yeah, exactly. Because they don't
new voice in the room.
Yeah. You're just there. Like my wife will be very aware I'm not listening sometimes. And she doesn't even care because she just wants to say it. You know what I mean? She just needs to say
to fulfill her.
She doesn't want me to try and fix it. She doesn't want me to, you know, have any comments or whatever. She just needs to say it so she can hear it and process it. And if I'm fully locked in, it doesn't matter all the time, you know?
The best advice for that
I fella. Start, it's the other way too, sorry. I start singing a song now when she's not listening.
Oh, yeah.
It's the not listening. You're not listening to me song. And then she'll catch up. She'll be like, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you took 40 seconds to catch the song.
Now, the best advice for that fella is he put a little stank on his little sounds familiar. You don't need to start an argument. You just need to go, that's good advice, and then move on.
It doesn't matter.
Hurts you in no way.
Yeah, check your ego, because it's not you're not gonna improve anything. You know, just say, wow, you're so lucky to have such smart people around you.
Yeah.
And give you such great advice.
But don't say it with a sarcastic tone.
Ah, you can put a little stank on it.
You have to. You gotta live yourself, Jason.
Just put a little stank on it. Man, must be so lucky having smart people give you such great advice all the time. All right, what else you got?
Well, funny enough, I said that little thing before I played that line about true words have never been spoken, and I actually played the wrong call, but it works for both of these. It works for both of these. So the same thing. Truer words have never been spoken.
Hey, boys. Just had a little hankering for some popcorn here. Threw a little bag in the microwave, and I was just wondering, why is there such a disconnect between how good movie theater popcorn is and how meh all of the other popcorn is? Like, no matter what you do, you're just never even in the realm of quality of movie theater popcorn. Anyway, thanks, boys. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, you got to try some Papa Jack's.
You got to try some Papa Jack's regular, for sure.
Yeah. And that's as close as you're going to get to hot movie theater popcorn right there.
I don't think the chasm's that big.
No, it's not.
What?
You think about it. Go and get it. You can't. It's the microwave.
It's a salt content. That's all it is.
It's not as good, no doubt. I'm not saying it's not as good. The only popcorn I eat is movie theater popcorn or Papa Jack's. There's the only two I eat.
Yeah.
I don't eat anything else. But I'm just saying, like, it's still just popcorn.
No, and there's good popcorn, but
it's still just bad. I mean,
it's not the same.
Of course it's not the same.
You know, and it probably is because
it's
the
in a bag with chemicals that you throw into a mic into this magic popping box. As opposed to cooking it over real heat and oil and butter and, you know, all the other things you get. It's just, throw this sack into this nuclear box and wonder why it doesn't taste the same. Like, it's a ridiculous thing. If you if you made popcorn, like the old way they used to make it in a pan. Or in a pot.
I do that from time to time. Yeah. Still. Can't master it.
Maybe you're just too dumb to make good popcorn.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess so.
That guy's too dumb to even make popcorn.
The last time I made popcorn like from that was when I went camping. You remember those little tinfoil
Jiffy Pops?
And they're always burnt on the bottom, especially when you're camping. It's hard to regulate the heat.
You got to move it all the time.
I still ate it. It was fine.
You can buy a popcorn machine for
I have one.
And my dad used to do that all the time. And then he'd forget and put too small a bowl under it. And I would just walk into the kitchen to just popcorn falling all over down on the floor. My dad's legendary. Legendary neglectful cook. How we didn't all burn to death in a house fire will be beyond.
5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right and you can win $1,000.
On a Biggs and Barr show.
That's right. You got 30 seconds to answer 5 questions. You can pass it, come back, but your first answer for each one is the one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end, and if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board. Lots of prizes on there. Sends tickets, gasseries, also $1,000.
We got Frankie on the phone.
Hey, Frankie.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Are you a new or long-time listener?
Long-time listener.
Right, okay. We appreciate it. So you know what this is about. You know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Good luck.
All right, Frank, time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. The city of Rain is the frog capital of the world. What U.S. state is it in?
Louisiana.
Who played Ferris Bueller?
Matthew Broderick.
When does the federal carbon tax hike take effect?
April 1st.
20 years ago, what rock legend did Yahoo.com vote the best ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth?
Pass.
What is worse to lose, wallet, phone, or car keys?
Wallet, for sure.
20 years ago, what rock legend did Yahoo.com vote the best ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth?
Bruce Springsteen.
All right. Well, we'll take your answer.
We'll count it.
All right. What is worse to lose, wallet, phone, or car keys? You said wallet. The answer here was phone. I'd say wallet.
Wallet.
I guess, yeah.
Your phone, wallet for sure.
Your phone can't get into without a password, and it's all backed up.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, the backup is, I didn't think
on
about
the backup.
Now.
You got the cloud. Cloud
you know,
saves
those,
you.
Those memories,
I think
right?
In order, it would go wallet, car keys, phone.
Okay. That's fair.
Because to replace fob will cost you like $500.
Yeah. Well, replacing a phone's not cheap either, but I mean, anyways, all right.
20 years ago, what rock legend did Yahoo.com vote the best ambassador to welcome aliens to Earth? You squeaked in Bruce Springsteen. No, it was Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, I thought it was Bono. It was Ozzy Osbourne. Eh?
I don't know how anyone would have known that answer.
it's like the worst
tough question, Jamie.
Yeah. When does the federal carbon tax hike take effect? You knew it was April 1st. Who played Ferris Bueller? You knew it was Matthew Broderick. He's 62 today.
Come on.
I thought he was older than that.
I thought he would be older, too.
Really?
And the city of Rain is the frog capital of the world. What U.S. state is it in? You knew it was Louisiana.
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday night.
Well, you did, I mean, not close. You did respectful. It was a good
effort. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No worries, man. Enjoy your day. Thanks for listening.
All right. You too, guys. Thank you.
See ya, bud. You know, the unsung hero of Ferris Bueller's Day Off is Cameron.
Yeah, and no one knows that guy's name, but he's in so many things.
I love that character. I love that actor.
For sure.
He was the oldest brother in
Succession.
Succession. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
He was in the movie Speed.
Was he?
I know that. Yes, he was. He was kind of like a bumbling idiot. Like, kind of. I think that's his bit part.
Alan Ruck.
That's it.
Is that his name, Alan Ruck?
Alan Ruck.
I always forget his name.
He's great.
You guys Broderick fans? Because Broderick has been in a couple of my favorite movies. Like, Glory is an amazing movie.
Sometimes
But he's the weakest part of Glory.
Yeah, he's not the best part of Glory. You're right.
Everyone else's performances around him that are fantastic.
Yeah, his sister Jennifer Grey in Ferris Bueller was great. Or she got a nose job.
And then nobody recognized her. That ruined her career.
It did.
That's actual trivia. Like, she got her nose done to improve her face, and no one recognized her.
It didn't improve her face.
She was baby, too, right?
Yeah.
Dirty Dancing,
she
right?
She was massive. She was, like, it.
And Red Dawn? She was in Red Dawn?
Yeah, Red Dawn, too. Yeah. Smaller part, but yeah, she was
Okay.
I mean, all the parts are kind of small in Red Dawn because it's an ensemble cast. Yeah. Alan Ruck.
Wow.
Respect to you, sir. Listen, we got a round of circle time coming up. And as always, it's the feature where we each bring something to the table and we share it today on circle time. Am I stalling enough to try to get the...
To remember what story you were going to bring?
Yeah, sure. I try to find that where I wrote it down, but it's not cooperating.
Goo!
What's that for?
What was saying goo?
Just yelling goo?
Oh, you were trying to fill time.
By yelling.
So you just played a random sound effect?
Goo?
Sure.
Boner alert. Did you find it yet or no?
Yeah, well, there's a list of the world's happiest countries.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. A circle is a shape. It
goes around and around. Quick off the top, it is the last day to vote for the Elite Eight for our March Madness of Small Towns. We would like you to go to Shea106.com and do that, please.
I saw that the mayor of Carlton Place was, I guess... gathering the troops to vote.
Sure.
Put out Facebook posts and stuff.
Also saw Miss Mississippi Mills there. Yep. They're doing the same thing. So I'm the mayor of two of the towns because they're in the same area.
Go vote.
Yeah, go vote. Shea106.com. Last chance. The final four will be announced tomorrow.
If your town wins, it'll make you happy.
It will make me happy. Speaking of happy, Jason?
Yeah, they came out with the world's 20 happiest countries in 2024 list yesterday.
Is this true? America did not make the list, right?
Well, they made the list, but not the top 20. Not top 25.
Yeah. Oh, 25. Yeah. All right.
So Canada, not high on the list either. We came in at 15.
15.
Which, is not the worst in the, there's a lot of countries in the world.
Sure.
But the number one was Finland.
I was going to say Finland, Denmark, that kind of...
Finland, Scandinavian areas.
Denmark, number two.
Yeah.
Iceland, number three.
Yeah.
Sweden, number four. Well, Israel, number five.
That's bizarre with the world situation.
They got a lot of conflict over there. Yeah. So I thought that's kind of a weird place to be number five to be happy. But anyway, I guess they are. Netherlands, six. Norway, seven. Luxembourg, which everyone always forgets exists. They're the same place, basically. Switzerland, Austria, that rounds up the top 10. And number 11 was New Zealand. And number 12, Costa Rica. A lot of people love Costa Rica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of spiders and snakes and rainy season there for me. Mm. But go on a good day. It's beautiful.
Sure. You know, it's lovely. Stunning spot.
Oh, yeah.
Australia, not in the top 10, eh? No.
Yeah, Australia, top 10.
Oh, you did say that. Number 10.
Yeah, Australia.
Did I say Austria? New Zealand. Oh, you said Austria.
Yeah. Yeah. No, okay. I missed the L. Australia is number 10. New Zealand, number 11.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Austria, 14.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
We're fairly happy here, I guess. Like, fairly happy. Right?
Some of us are, yeah. So when you make the top 20, I guess it's all right.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad showing. I think we've placed higher, though. I remember us
we
being
have,
much higher.
Yeah, we've been up to number 5, I think, at one point.
Yeah. Dropping for the happiness scale.
Quite a few sponsors here.
I wonder if the carbon tax is part of that problem.
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah. April 1st, going up.
Yay! Jamie, what do you got?
Well, none of us are going on any first dates.
No.
But if we are, here's a list, fellas, and the good folks. The worst things to wear on a first date.
Man, okay. We are on the fashion ball. Like
we are.
Are you talking about clothes or like cologne and stuff?
This is talking about like clothes.
Okay,
yes.
Like don't empty half a bottle of Dracar Noir on yourself before you head out to your
Dracar nowadays. Noir.
There's a blue, what was the other one? Cool Water?
Cool Water.
Was a big one. Grade 8 cologne. Sorry, what else
are you? Well, no, it's just so imagine you're on a first date with someone and they show up wearing the number one thing. A full tracksuit.
Well, it depends where we're going.
What do you mean?
Like, are we going on a hike? Are we going on a picnic?
I think it means, like, you'd show up to dinner or a movie.
Okay, then that's incorrect. A movie, man. You want to be comfortable in a movie.
I don't know who went on a second date with my brother then, because that guy lives in full tracksuit.
He's a tracksuit guy?
He is.
Like gray sweats?
Lifetime track. Well, now he's like a Roots tracksuit guy. Okay. Like he came out for the weekend, and both he had a different Roots tracksuit for each day.
Like same color, not mix and match?
No, full color matching. Yeah. He was a velour guy back in the day, too.
Wow.
Like baby blue velour. It is not acceptable.
I would respect that. Yeah. If you're just lazy and you put on like a gray tracksuit with like food stains on it.
Oh, no.
Like,
that's what they mean on the list.
But if you put on like a nice velour tracksuit.
Oh, he's top shelf tracksuit. Like, these are out and about tracksuits.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
Man, he's the comfiest guy in town, probably.
He's so comfy.
He loves his life, too, doesn't he?
I have often toyed with getting a whole set of velour tracksuits, and I just haven't done it.
I got a guy.
Yeah. I didn't get in touch
with him. Does he wear Crocs?
No, he does not.
Because that's also on the list. To show up with that.
I wear Crocs. I wouldn't wear them out.
Yeah.
Sorry. Does he have oversized sunglasses?
I don't remember.
Is he Pitbull?
He has had. Yeah. He's pretty close. He's pretty close to Pitbull.
Yeah. He is actually kind of close to Pitbull.
Pitbull is Polish.
Your brother is like Mr. Worldwide. Is that what his name is?
Yeah. He's my stepbrother. But I mean, we've been brothers our whole lives. So basically. But yeah, he is the Polish Pitbull.
And it is a full, and then also, so wearing a tracksuit,
Pitbull.
Full designer outfit head to toe, which it is. It's a designer tracksuit.
Yeah.
Doesn't wear the Crocs.
Poor guy.
He's got big sunglasses.
Big logos.
Roots across his chest.
I'm not a logo guy. Me wouldn't either. Get the one with the logos.
I can't stand clothes with logos.
And then the others don't apply because he's not wearing skinny jeans that are ripped.
No,
or another shirt.
No.
And you wouldn't see his ankles. Ankle socks with sneakers is on the list as well. Yeah.
Again, depends where you're going. You go to a nice restaurant, you're wearing ankle socks with sneakers, and maybe not. But
what are the kind of socks you're supposed to wear with sneakers?
I think it's just the matchup. You wouldn't do that. You should wear pants, maybe, or I don't know.
What, the guy's just in ankle socks and sneakers? That's it? He's naked? What do you mean, the pants? What other socks do you wear? High socks with sneakers?
No,
what,
but slightly over my bowl. Yeah, in shorts, you would wear ankle socks and sneakers, but then you wouldn't wear that on a first date, I think is what they're saying.
Man, I think there's too many rules.
If you're wearing shorts, why wouldn't you wear ankle socks with sneakers?
There's too many rules here.
That is a dumb thing on that list. Who's looking at the height of your socks and your sneakers?
Ladies, I've heard ladies can be judging.
Well, maybe they're too picky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to Amazon right now and looking for velour tracksuits.
We got... A little feature. Are we doing Insensitive Question Time today, guys? You want to do a round?
Let's do it.
Right.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Jamie Fiera.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Would you stick your hand in a kangaroo's pouch for a few gold coins? Damn right I would.
Yeah, sure.
Damn right I would.
Be careful with kangaroos. They'll kill you.
Yeah, they're tough buggers, hey?
Yeah. Look at that big claw as well. Get you.
Two of my favorite videos online involve kangaroos and dogs. Because kangaroos, I guess, don't really like dogs a whole lot. I
They put him in headlocks, mm-hmm. and then some crazy Australian guys got to go up and fight a kangaroo for his dog. There's great. Been two. There's the one in the field, which is one of the best, but he just punches the kangaroo to get his dog. And there's one where the kangaroo's drowning a dog. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
holding
seen
a dog
one.
Under the water.
Really?
The guy goes up and goes, "Hey, let go of my dog, man." Like, it's nuts.
And did it let go?
Yeah, oh, yeah, to fight him. It let go of the dog to fight him. And there was another dog.
Kangaroos.
So like kangaroos are jacked.
Yeah, kangaroos are like drunk guys at a bar.
Honestly.
Like, I'll fight. Oh, okay, fight you?
Yeah, fight anyone.
I'll fight you.
Do any of you have any Bitcoin?
I don't know, maybe.
No. You'd know.
You would know.
You'd have to go through
unless your wife's done
things.
It through her things to get
Yeah, Bitcoin. I don't know. I have a guy.
No, you can't do it like that.
Okay. Then no. Then no,
it's
I
It's not
don't.
Like standard investing. Yeah, she registers. No, I don't have any Bitcoin. It's doing quite well again, I hear, isn't it? Isn't it back up on top?
Crypto's come up a bit. Like a lot.
I mean, all money now is kind of like crypto.
Pretty much.
Like, I don't see money. I just haven't seen numbers.
Yeah, nobody sees any real cash. Yeah. True. That is good. True.
Then it's just all in the air.
Do you think a lot of people are listening from home on the radio? No.
It's not a huge amount.
Statistically, not a lot of people are in their houses listening to radio. There are some.
Yeah.
During COVID, there was a lot, but that's done.
Yeah. No. I don't think a lot of people listen to music out loud in their homes anymore. You know what I mean? It's like in your ear. Like if you want to.
I don't know. I do.
I mean, some people do, but not a lot. It's either TV's on in the background or you got
earbuds
in.
I'm not often in other people's homes.
Yeah, I know. Maybe I'm just digging on my own experience and not really.
Well, that's how we do all things.
I guess, yeah. Were any of you guys Brute Cologne guys back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had Brute Cologne?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
When I was in my, the age where you have to start to use deodorant and your parents notice because you're a bit stinky,
grade 8, 7, 8,
and you'd get like some Old Spice or some Brute in your stocking.
Mm.
Yeah, I was definitely a big Brute guy. Plus, my parents would only shop at like Byway and stuff. So, you guys remember Byway?
I do remember Byway.
Yeah.
Pre-Giant Tiger.
Yeah. So, Byway that's what they sold there, you know.
Yeah, I was
Brute 33.
Cool water guy, I think, early. And then I got the secret sauce. I got the Abercrombie & Fitch Fierce cologne.
Is that a knockoff of Abercrombie & Fitch?
What did I say?
Finch.
Oh, sorry, I meant Fitch. Abercrombie & Fitch.
I wouldn't be surprised if there was Abercrombie & Fitch.
But they had a cologne that a buddy of mine got from the States, and the women went like the nuts. Like,
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, I wasn't an attractive man, and women would come up constantly like, "What are you wearing?" And I would tell no one
because
the stores weren't here in Canada for a while. So.
I see.
And then they were, and then everyone stopped caring, and
here we are.
That's my story. You guys still play video games? A little bit, not much.
Not really.
More on my phone, just games on my phone.
I was never a really big video game guy. I did get a picture sent to me by my sister, and there's me sitting in front of a Vic 20 with a big tube TV in front playing Snack, which was a knockoff Pac-Man game.
Called Snack?
S-N-A-K.
That's amazing.
That I got from my friend's dad, who somehow bootlegged it, and you had to put like a tape in the little tape player, and you had to like fast forward it to whatever game you wanted. It was great.
It's National Flower Day. What's your favorite flower?
Dead ones.
Jason
flowers
doesn't
smell
like
pee.
Yeah, Jason's not a fan of flowers.
Yeah.
He'll tell you any chance he can that they smell like pee.
They do. I don't like flowers.
I like the ones that look like bird heads.
Bird
heads? They're like face. I don't know names of flowers. They look really tropical. Like when you go to the flowers store, they're real tropical
Orchids?
Looking. No, I know. I'm pretty sure I know what an orchid is. No, I'm not positive.
Yeah.
But they're like, they got the dragon. Is there a dragon?
Snapdragons?
Isn't that something else?
Snapdragons?
Yeah.
No, that's a flower.
Isn't that what you call an older lady's? It's a flower called a snapdragon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could be.
I don't think that's it, but
you could look it up.
I think I would remember something called a snapdragon.
Is that it?
No, it's not a snapdragon. That's not, okay. No. They look like a big long, like,
sorry,
horn.
We don't know the flower you're just in describing.
It's National Flower Day. I'm showing you what it looks like with my hand.
Is it a tulip?
Like a horn? No! Okay. It's more exotic than a tulip.
I don't know why
somebody texting will know exactly what I...
Birds of
Dragons,
Paradise?
Is that it? Birds of Paradise?
I don't know. It's in your head. We don't know what's in your head.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Somebody's
yelling at me. Help me. Yes.
We're yelling at you.
Was it
origami? Is that what you're saying?
Birds of Paradise is the flowers. There you go.
All right. They smell like pee?
I don't know.
I don't think any flowers smell like
all
pee.
They all smell like pee.
They don't. Well, you have lovely smelling pee then.
Yeah, maybe I do.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
Let's play some knife, fork, or spoon. If you don't know, Jamie's going to bang a knife, a fork, and a spoon against the microwave, against the microphone. Speak your words. Against the microphone three times for you. You got to guess all three correctly, or you're done and we move on. 7501061.
We got mad phones here, so let's go to them now.
Hi, who's this?
It's Mark.
Hey, Mark, you ready?
Sure thing.
Okay, here we go. What was that?
What was that?
That's a fork.
No, that's a spoon. Mark. Kick rock marks.
Yeah.
I mean, kick rocks, Mark.
Kick rock marks.
Say yeah. your words.
Yeah, talk yeah. my words. Talk your words. Talk your words. Hi, good morning.
Hey, it's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Oh, hey, man.
You're all right. Weren't you in the hospital, Robert?
Yeah, my was in 3 weeks. I'm going to be in for another 3 months. I'm amputating all my legs, all diabetes.
Oh, no.
You know,
oh, right.
Well, hey, at least I'm not drinking.
Are you not drinking? Atta boy.
Okay, ready to go. Let's go, man.
Oh, sorry. Right, right, your time.
Sorry.
I give my shitty listeners what they want.
Okay. What was that, Ross?
Definitely a knife.
Yes, all right. Was, all right.
Yes, it was. He's in 100%. All right. What was that, Robert?
Could be spoon.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
All right,
here we go. What was that?
What was that?
Definitely a fork.
Hey!
Hey!
Ah! About time.
Here we go, buddy.
All right, man.
Hey, what can I say? I'm a Taurus.
A tourist?
A Taurus.
Oh, the bull. Right. Like
yeah, yeah.
Your big bull. Man, those Tauruses know their cutlery.
Yeah.
Listen. Congratulations. You're out. $100 in lotto. Okay, Robert?
Yeah. Maybe it'll change my life.
Maybe it will. Might
feel
better,
it.
Though. Okay, buddy?
You hold on, man.
Don't worry. You'll get your million.
Oh,
right.
Oh thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. Still so unselfish.
Yeah.
Good guy, Robert. Good dude. Glad he won. It's been like a year.
It's been a while. Probably since he won.
Long time.
And he's gone through some rough. We haven't even heard from him for a couple months.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Been nice. Through some rough stuff.
It's good to hear that he's hanging in and, you know.
Not drinking.
No, not drinking, which is great news for him. And also that he's still listening to Shay, no matter where he is. Because that's all that matters, right?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I mean.
No matter how sick you are, make sure you're listening to Shay.
And tell all your friends about it, too.
I didn't mean it to sound that way.
That sounded terrible.
You know what I meant.
That sounded very.
You know what I meant. He's a part of our family, and he's still hanging out with us, which is nice. That's what I meant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep. Excellente. Hey, listen, gents. We got another round of circle time coming up. It's a spot in the show. We each bring something to the table, and we share it. I have the most Ottawa story ever.
Okay.
Maybe the most, like, it's third ranked story on like on the newspaper headlines, like when you go to the Ottawa news websites,
right?
It's like the third story.
Okay.
It shouldn't be in the top 50.
Oh,
but it's in the third one there.
I'm excited to hear this Ottawa story.
We got that coming up on Shay 103. A circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Little spot in the show. We each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay
Jason Barr. I don't like to harp on things, but it is your last day to vote for the final four in the March Madness of Small Towns. We got Winchester up against Pakenham, Arne Prior against Carlton Place, Fitzroy Harbor against Merrickville, and Kerp versus Almont. So if you want your town to win, bring it home.
Do it. Get on there. Vote. It's getting serious now. Mm-hmm. We're going to be down to the final four tomorrow. That's when it gets real serious.
And then we can start to plan a party. Eh? Start scouting locations for the final four to see who wins.
You're going to have to put on a hell of a time to top Almont from last year. That was, one of the best parties I've ever been involved with in terms of like daytime pouring rain, still packed, having a hell of a time party. You know?
Yeah, that is true.
It's a good time. Shay106.com. All right, gents, I got a quick story here.
Okay.
It's top of all like the local Ottawa news websites. And I'm not saying it's not an accomplishment because I don't want to hurt this lady's feeling because she lives in Ottawa. But is it? And it's a pretty impressive thing. But it's just so Ottawa.
Okay.
For this to be a headline. Ottawa woman completes 40,000-piece Disney puzzle.
40,000?
That's a lot of pieces in a puzzle.
But is it a story? Is it a top shelf headline story?
I don't know if it's a news story.
Oh my God, it's just on the news. It's huge.
Oh, it's a big puzzle.
It's a big puzzle.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's the whole floor of a room. Like, it's a massive puzzle. Look, I'm not saying, I said right out of the gate, this is a very impressive accomplishment to have the determination and the the willpower to do that.
Because I never would have started it. You know, I'm not a fan of puzzles. Take a perfectly good picture and cut it up for no reason.
I know. I've brought you this 500-piece Mandarin buffet puzzle, and you haven't even opened it.
No, still
like
in the plastic.
It's the entire floor of a massive room. Crazy. Like, it's a huge puzzle.
So, sorry, did you say how long it took her to do? Like, it wasn't like a...
She didn't do it in a day.
It wasn't like a speed test, right?
No, 14 months. Took her 14 months to
do it. That's a commitment.
That's not bad. That's a big puzzle, man.
Yes, it is. 40,000 pieces.
You're saying all the things I'm agreeing with you on all of that.
Is it a news story?
Is it a news story, though?
Is it something that you hang your hat on as a city?
It's not a world record. It's not... You know, in speed or I am sure. It's not. It would say. That would be the headline.
Yeah.
World record puzzle. Like, it's none of those things. It's impressive. What? Well,
what's the world record?
The world record?
Yeah.
551,232 piece puzzle. Okay.
So she's not even close.
Yeah, in those terms, it's nothing.
I don't know. It's just.
And I don't want to judge. I mean, we all do things in our spare time. I've probably spent that amount of time watching TV.
Sure.
Yeah.
I said all these.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt her feelings. It's a great accomplishment. She loves doing it. More power to you. But like, why does anybody outside of her would ever care?
My wife loves puzzles, right? And I don't. I don't like puzzles at all. And I explained it to her this way about because of the picture thing. I said I would rather do a puzzle that is like. Just a plain white or black or solid color piece of thing to put together. I see that as a challenge. But it bothers me that they took a perfectly good picture and cut it up.
I go home and eat a lot of roasted chicken out of a bag on my chest in bed.
Yes.
Right? And you guys make fun of that. Yes. It's like my daily routine.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to contact a newspaper and say, hey, guys, I ate my 176th roasted chicken out of a bag today. Because even though it's impressive, it is impressive. It's an impressive thing to do. Nobody else cares.
Yeah.
If you forgot, there was a guy who said, I'll be eating my 200th roasted chicken in a row and invited people to a party on a pier, remember?
Yes.
And a few hundred people came to watch him eat that piece of chicken. So don't discredit what people might be interested in.
I'm not inviting 200 people into my bedroom to watch me eat a bag of chicken. It's not doing
it.
Is it because you don't want to share?
Yeah. That's part of it. That is totally part of it. All right, Jamie, speaking of food.
On the topic of eating, what is grossest between these three things to start off?
Okay.
Black licorice?
That's gross.
Blue cheese?
I love blue cheese.
Or tofu?
Black licorice for me.
The blue cheese for me. I don't mind tofu. I'll eat tofu. It takes on the flavor of other things that you cook with.
Well, this was a survey done with Easter coming up because you might encounter black jelly beans. So they put all these different things, like what are the worst kind of flavors.
Right.
You guys got it. You have both the top two of this thing of the worst, the grossest foods. Black licorice, number one, 60% say it's gross.
It's gross.
Yeah, it should never be
disgusting.
Made.
My wife loves it.
Yeah, so there's a bag of it sitting on my kitchen counter right now. My wife loves it.
Gross.
And blue cheese is number two.
It's disgusting. It's eating mold. Eating moldy feet is what it is.
Blue cheese is great. I like blue cheese.
Olives on the list.
What kind?
A third. Just says olives.
Green or black?
It doesn't specify.
Whatever, yeah.
Olives are fantastic. That's insane.
Beets. A third of the people say
beets. I like beets. Had beets last night. I grilled
beets out of the can right into a bowl of some salt.
Raisins?
Yeah, raisins are stupid.
Mushrooms?
I like mushrooms.
Mushrooms, again, not raw. I don't like raw mushrooms.
You don't like my raw mushrooms?
No, it's like eating wet chalk. But but cooked mushrooms, again, take on the flavor of whatever you're cooking, and I think they're fine.
I don't know. Then you got like peas, pickles, broccoli, carrots. Those round out like the top. Fine. Sushi.
Well, they ask a 6-year-old this list?
Yeah.
Sushi's good.
I don't like vegetables.
Oh, I see your list. Marzipan. Yeah, I'm not a fan of marzipan. That can never exist.
It's just almond paste.
It's but it's like a nougaty.
Oh, it's in the chocolate bar?
Like
Mars bar?
Or usually in like a box of chocolates, you'll have a marzipan chocolate. And
is that
like,
why Mars is called Mars?
No.
There's marzipan in it?
No, it's different.
Are you sure? I think you're just saying something you don't know.
No, my wife used to work for Mars.
Okay.
It's probably because of the planet.
Yeah. Because the chocolate bars are out of this world. Marzipan and the stuff in Mars bars is totally different.
Okay.
Marzipan's gross.
I hear you.
I was watching Kids Baking Championship once.
Why? Instead of doing a puzzle? Okay,
and,
I'll do that.
And they had marzipan as one of their ingredients, and one of the kids just ate the whole tube at a station. Instead of you, and then he didn't get it into his dish because he just sat there eating all the marzipan.
That's
it was really
that
funny.
Kid's gonna have problems.
He was already a little overweight.
He's gonna get to know that dentist real well.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
anywho, we're in tune with the rest of the world, I guess.
For some of it.
Yeah, yeah, black licorice and blue cheese.
Except for those who don't eat vegetables.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie's got some Dougies to warm us up.
Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
Can you please respond to me like that every time I call? Yeah, just off mic. Hey! All right, listen. Dougie line's easy to reach. It's 216-3849-216-Dougie. It's an answering machine. Pretty sure you know how that works. You call it, you leave us a message, we play it for the world. What do you got?
A lady is in a little tiff with her husband.
Okay.
And it is, I've been there. Have you boys been there?
So the husband and I got into a ridiculous argument the other day. And we did so while we were cleaning and doing housework and such. So this happened in the kitchen. And it got to the point where we were done the argument and we were just, you know, in that like silent anger or whatever it was. But because we were in the middle of our chores, we were emptying the dishwasher, putting stuff away, and it's just silent, angry dish clanking as we're trying to put everything away. We're trying not to talk to each other because we're mad, but also trying to ignore the ridiculous situation we're in. And yeah, marriage, eh? Quite a thing.
Yeah, it is. I've done that.
It is. My favorite's when you're in another room after a fight and my wife will continue to do chores in the most aggressive way, like the loudest.
He's going to know that I'm like, doing this.
Like dishwasher, bang, bang, dishes clanging, like vacuuming against the wall, hitting everything with the vacuum. And it's just, you lie. You got to laugh because it's insane. It's insane. I'm not saying I don't do the same, but it's just it's amazing when you're on the other side. You're just like, but yeah, no, it's a game. who plays the game the best? That's it.
Men.
All right. Men.
That's wrong, probably. That's not even accurate.
That's not even accurate. Saying that alone, accurate. You just lost. You lost by saying it.
You're right. All right, fellas, got a great idea. Never heard this one before. Okay.
So if I had enough money, I'd have my own TV channel. And I wouldn't have the ads on at the same time as anyone else. When you flick, you hit an ad. When you flick again, you hit another ad. Like, aren't people smart enough?
Well, yeah, but...
What a question. Aren't people smart enough?
Answer is no.
I don't want to question your intelligence, sir, but why are you still watching ads? Like, who's watching live TV with ads anymore? Unless you're watching sports.
From time to time, you do. But when I start, I would just get up and do something.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're not all exactly look at my phone. The same. I mean...
But, like, some things, like me and my wife, we still watch the first few episodes of The Voice, okay?
Okay.
It's nice, the auditions, this and that. We say, who in the world would watch this live if they had the ability not to?
The amount of commercials they have and stuff?
And the amount of preamble up to the performances. Like, we're just, bick, 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 bick. Yep. Oh, they're
zip
on stage, stop.
Yep.
Bick, 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 they're on stage, stop. Like, who, it's crazy.
Those
an hour and a 2-hour show and they get 7 performances.
Dude, those that are in charge of network TV are really missing the point of the attention span of everybody now. Like,
especially young people.
Like even the show we both watch, Jamie, The Challenge.
Yes.
We watched that show.
Yes.
There's commercials and stuff in that?
Yeah. Okay. But I pre-record. But
yeah, I never watch it live.
No, never watch it live. And not just for the commercials, but for the stretch a 40-minute show into 2 hours just garbage.
Like, yeah, a lot of...
Garbage. And I know they want to keep their audience as captive as they can for as long as they can, but it's like, you're going to, like, no one's watching it.
No.
Man. And that's what's killing network, because everyone's like, nah, I'm going to go watch and just zip through the stuff I'm not interested in. Like, I don't know. It just seems like the point's being missed, and that's part of the reason.
Like, my wife watches a whole season of Love is Blind in a night.
Yeah.
Zip, zip, pause. Oh, I'm interested in these people. Yep. Okay. I'm like, that's extreme.
It is.
I'm like, that's a little extreme, but that's...
It's a bit much.
Our boss Adam does the same thing.
Yeah.
With the same show. I'm like, well, obviously it's a...
And it's a bit much because you probably miss... I mean...
You should do that with ours. You wouldn't complain about it so much.
Yeah.
Zip through the stuff on our show. He's not interested
later.
Yeah.
Just zip to the parts you like, bud.
Is there a lesson in there about us meandering and maybe getting to the point quicker?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
No. Ridiculous. Way.
You want to reach the Dougie line? Here's how.
The Dougie line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
Well, that's it for us today. We thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget our podcast on iTunes and Spotify every day. Please subscribe. We appreciate it. The next name for payroll coming out at 9 o'clock. Amy will be popping in here soon to call that out if you want to get paid for listening. Swing by Shea106.com and vote on the March Madness of Small Towns. What's the oof for?
You have 15 hours left.
Only 15 hours?
Yeah.
Man.
Well.
Man, that's tight.
Yeah, I'm just giving the countdown.
People forget, you know, they're at countdown. Work.
How do people type in a web address like this? This is how you imagine.
They do the whole thing. HTTP.
Yeah. Not everyone's in front of a computer.
Yeah, all right. Chris.
Gotcha. Go vote, though, all right? We're the final four will be announced tomorrow. Anything else, boys?
No, I don't think so.
BK's in here telling us about how the NeverEnding Story is coming back, and it's making him mad. But if you didn't know that. I'd bring him on the air with us, but he's a grumpy guest today.
Yeah.
Also, it's time for us to leave.
Yeah, it's time for us to go. It's just not the vibe of our show. I don't know if you know, we're super positive.
We're always
show,
very positive so. And never complain about anything.
Keep your negativity outside. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy that sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.